Gimel Amud Aleph, which talks about the latest time for Kriyat Shema according to Rabbi Eliezer, which is Ad Sofash Mura. And we'll start from the two dots. We did it last week. We did a few lines, but we'll start from there. So the Gemara says four lines down. Ad Sofash Mura. That is the latest time for Kriyat Shema according to Rabbi Eliezer. You could start saying Kriyat Shema at the beginning of the night, and you could only say Kriyat Shema up until the end of the first watch. So says the Gemara, my kasava, Rabbi Eliezer. So what does Rabbi Eliezer think? What does he hold? That he's right, basically picking up. Why is he saying this strange ad sofash murah? Why doesn't he just say the time, right? So now the Gemara speaks it out. I kasavar shalosh mishmaros have halayla. So there's going to be a machlokus later on, whether there's three mishmaros or four mishmaros in the night. But I kasavar shalosh mishmaros have halayla. If he says that there are three mishmaros in the night, meaning the night is split up into thirds, lema ad arba shalos. So then the end of the first mishmar is 4 hours into the night. 12 divided by 3, 4 hours into the night. So he should just say ad arba shos. V'ikasava arba mishmaros have elayla. But if he says that the night is split up into 4 mishmaros, 12 divided by 4, and the end of the first mishmar will be 3 hours into the night, lema ad shalosh shos. So says the Gemara, this is the answer now, la'olam. Really, he holds kasavar shalosh mishmaros have a halayla, that there are three mishmaros in the night. V'ha kamash malan, and this is what he was coming to teach us. The ika mishmaros b'rakia, the ika mishmaros ba'ara, that there are mishmaros in the rakia, in the heavens. There's certain watches and different things happening at each watch, and each third represents a different thing that's happening in Shamayim. The ika mishmaros ba'ara, and the same is true also ba'ara. In this world, there are also certain ways that we signs that we know that it's each mishmar is taking place at that time. And basically, what the Gemara Rashi points out, this is at least the way that Rashi reads it, is that he's coming to tell us that there are clues to know up until what time you can say Shema. If right, it's not just he's coming to tell something random, just like, oh, by the way, instead of saying 4 hours into the night, I just want to teach you some like cool facts about how the night works. No, he's actually coming to teach us something important, which is, by the way, I hold at Sofa Hashmura Rishon, I hold 4 hours into the night. And if you want to know, how do you know when that time comes and when that time is up and when it's okay to still say Shema, let me teach you the signs. If you hear this or see this, then you'll know it's still the first Hashmura and you could say Shema. So it's not just like this random fact that he's coming to teach us, but it's actually directly related to Shema, directly related to his Shita. And right when it comes to, like, let's say the earliest time to say Shema Tzeis HaKol Chavim, for example, you don't need these signs, because if you look outside, if it's dark, you could say Shema. If it's not dark, you can't say Shema. Right when it comes to Ad Sofash Shema, or when it comes to, let's say, the Chachamim, Rabbi Gamliel's opinion, and also fundamentally the Chachamim's opinion, what's the latest time you could say Shema? You also don't need these signs. You look outside, if you see that it's light again, then you know it's the next morning. You know you can't say Shema anymore. If you look outside and you see it's dark, you can't say Shema. But Rabbi Eliezer has this in-between Shita where it's Ad Sofash. So he's coming to tell you that there are ways of telling when it is. So now, what are these signs? So that is the brisa that we're about to learn, where we get into what is going on b'rakia and what is going on b'ara at each of these different mishmaros. Ditanya. Just like we learn in a brisa, Rabbi Eliezer, okay, same person. Omer, shalosh mishmaros have halayla. The night is split up into three different watches. Val kol mishmar, mishmar. At each mishmar, at each section, Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'sho'eg ka'ari. So at each mishmar, Hashem is sitting and roaring like a lion. Sho'eg ka'ari, roaring like a lion. And it's based on a pasuk, Shene'emar, as the pasuk says, Hashem mimarum yishag, Hashem from his lofty place, from the heights, from his high place, he's Yishag, he roars. That's the first Mishmar. Umi ma'on kacho yitain kolo, and from his holy place, his voice is heard. Yitain kolo, and then the third part, shoeg yishag al naveyu, and he roars out, shoeg yishag al naveyu, for his palace, for his beautiful palace. So, right, Rashi points out that this pasuk has the shorish sha'ag three times. Right, Hashem yimarom yishag, shoeg yishag al navehu. So, all three show, right, that Hashem is roaring out. And the way Rabbi Eliezer is learning this is that each mishmar in the rakia, each mishmar in the heavens, Hashem is roaring out. And we'll see in the Hemshech of the Gemara, and right, we'll see that he's not Hashem's not just like randomly yelling, but he's al naveyu. He's crying out for his palace. He's crying out for the Beis Hamikdash, or the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. And at each of these junctures is when Hashem is letting out a cry for the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. So now continues the Braisa, and it goes from what's going on Barakia, what's going on in the heavens, to what's going on Ba'ara, what's going on in this world. V'siman l'davar, and a sign for each of these things in this world is Mishmara Rishona, during the time of the first Mishmar, Chamor No'er, a donkey brays. Okay, I don't know if any other animal brays, or if it's zebras also bray. Okay, there you go. So a chamor is no air during the first mishmar. Shnia, during the second one, kilavim tzoakim, dogs bark, I guess, or yell out. Tzoak means to yell. They bark. So that happens during the second mishmar. Shlishit, during the third mishmar, tinok yonek mishade imo, a baby nurses from its mother. The isha misaparet im ba'ala, and a wife begins to speak with her husband. So these are the three signs. The first sign is chamor no'er, the donkey brays. Shnia is klavim tzoakim. And then for the third mishmar, there's actually two signs. One is the baby begins to nurse, and the second is that the husband and wife begin to speak. So, says our Gemara, my kachashiv Rabbi Eliezer. Exactly how does Rabbi Eliezer calculate this? And what do we mean by that? We say, basically, when do these signs take place? Do they take place at the very beginning of the mishmar? Right? The mishmar is a long period. The mishmar is 4 hours long. So when is this taking place? Is this happening? You know, all these signs, they don't just happen for 4 hours straight. So, Maika Chashi Rabbi Eliezer. When are these? How does Rabbi Eliezer calculate? When are these things taking place? Eat chilas mishmaros kachashiv. If he is calculating that these things happen at the tchilas mishmaros, at the beginning of the mishmar, so says the Gemara, tchila mishmar rishona siman alamali. So, at the beginning of the first mishmar, siman alamali. Why is there a sign? Ortahi. It's still light out. So you don't need a sign that the mishmar is starting, because you know right then that it's starting. Right? Actually, orta means dark. Yeah, dark. Okay, tesa kochavim, says Rashi. Right? Orta he. So it's dark out. So the second it gets dark, you know the first mishmar is starting, and you don't need a sign that the donkeys are braying. So, isof mishmaros kachashiv. Oh, so maybe these are signs at the end of the mishmar. So there's no problem with why do you need a sign at the beginning of the first mishmar, because these are talking about what happens at the end of the mishmar. All these different things, but then we bump into the same question. Sof mishmar achrona lamali yimamahu. Right, the end of the last mishmar, of the third mishmar. Why do you need to sign that it's the end of the third mishmar? Just go outside. You'll see that it's light, and you'll know the mishmar is over. Yimamahi, it's the day already. So says the Gemara. This is the answer. Elachashiv sof mishmaros. Elachashiv sof mishmar rishona. So says the Gemara that really it's calculating the end of the first mishmar, right? Because at the beginning of the first mishmar you don't need a sign, and the tchila mishmar achrona is the beginning of the last mishmar, because at the end of the last mishmar you don't need a sign, and emtzayis to emtusa, and the middle mishmar is when the second sign happens. So right. So according to this answer, we're going to say a second answer in a second, but according to this answer, the donkey brays at the end of the first. The dogs bark at the middle of the second, and the husband and wife and the baby, they begin to talk at the beginning of the third. That's what we're holding right now. But then the Gemara says another answer. That really, they're all talking about at the end of the mishmar. All these things happen at the end of the mishmar, and it's uniform. Ah, but why do you need a sign at the end of the third mishmar? Just go outside and see that it's light. And if you say that at the end of the last mishmar, lo tzarich, you don't need a sign. Lema nafka mina lemikre kriyat shema leman digani bebeis afel velo yodos man kriyat shema emas. So right, why do you need a sign? V'chitema achrona lama lo tzarich. If you say at the end of the third, you don't need. So lema nafka mina. Let's say that there's a nafka mina. There's a practical application of this. Lemikre kriyat shema. If someone who wants to know it's time for Kriyat Shema, leman degani bebeis afel, he lives in a dark house. He lives in a place where there's no windows. He doesn't see what's going on outside, right? The whole issue was, why do you need a sign at the end of the mishmar? You just go outside and look. This guy, he can't go outside and look. He there's no windows. He's not getting up and going outside. But nafka mina, he wants to know if it's zman Kriyat Shema. Velo yada zman Kriyat Shema imas. And he doesn't know when it's, if it's time to say Shema. So how's he going to know? Kavan the isha misapar. But he knows that once he sees that an isha is misaperis in baila, meaning he sees that people are getting up, right? I think that's what the sign, you know, basically means.
If he has
means.
No windows, how does he see if people are getting up?
So he sees in his own house. I think that's the pshat, right? Once he, right, he's not like looking into, you know, other people's houses, like, oh, you're talking to your wife right now? Like, you know, like, but in his own house, I think that's also why it's two signs, because it's lav dafka, it's not like a sign. The other ones are more maybe scientific, like donkeys bray at certain times and dogs are tend to bark at certain times. The third one, right, why is there giving two signs? If it just give one sign, and that's enough to know, because point is, the third one's not really a science. It's just it is a science.
It's like Misha Yakir Ben Tekelis Lavan.
Right, so actually, we'll get to that in a second.
That is a science?
What?
Oh, that is a science?
So, we'll I mean, that kind of is a science also. When people's eyesight, I guess different people have different eyesights and everything. But I would just say it's not a this thing, you know, Isha Misaparadim Baila and Tinog Yonik Mishade Imo. It's not like a definitive science, but we have what's it called inside of ourselves, like some sort of like inner clock. I don't know, I forgot the fancy, right? So some sort of like internal clock that people have. Especially back then, they were probably a lot more in tune to it. They didn't have electricity. They didn't have regular clock. You know, they didn't know what time it was. So their body really went based on like when the patterns of the sun and everything. So you bring up a really good point, actually. This is Tosus's Kasha on the page, which is, right, the Gemara says, oh, nafka mina, that he could start saying Kriyat Shema once he sees that once he hears Isha Misapersin Baila and Tino Yonik Mishade Imo. So Tosus says, wait a second, the Zman Kriyat Shema is not Alos HaShachar. The Zman Kriyat Shema is not the second the day begins, dawn, Alos HaShachar. Zman Kriyat Shema is Mishayakir B'Tchilas Lavan. So why are we saying that nafka mina? Oh, the guy, once he hears a woman speaking, he knows it's Alos HaShachar, and he can start saying Kriyat Shema. So Tosfos answers, he says, no. What it really means is once he knows that he sees the people are talking, the baby is nursing and everything, he'll start getting up and getting ready. And once he's actually ready, he'll know that it's time for Kriyat Shema. Okay. Right, Kevin, the Yishma Sarah and Bailov, Tino Gyonik Mishade Imo, Likum Vilikri, right? Our Gemara says get up and read. So Tosfos has to read that, right, based on the fact that it's not actually Zman Kriyat Shema, is get up and get ready to read, and the few minutes between Alos Shachar and Misha Yaker, then by the time it's Misha Yaker, you'll be able to read. Okay, let's keep going a few more lines until the two dots. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, Mishmei D'Rav. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel said the name of Rav. Gimel Mishmaros Havei Laila. The night is split up into three Mishmaros. Val Kol Mishmar U'Mishmar. And at each Mishmar Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Shoei Ka'ari. At each Mishmar Hashem sits and he roars like a lion. V'Omer. And what is Hashem roaring about? Right, he's not just, like we pointed out before, he's not just Stam roaring like a lion. Va'omer, oy lebanim, she'avonos seyem, woe to my children, because of their sins, hichrafti es beisi, I destroyed my house, v'serafti es heicholi, and I burnt my temple, v'higlisam levein umos ha'amim, and I've exiled them amongst the nations of the world. So that is specifically what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crying out each night at each Mishmar. Two important side notes on the... We'll stop here, but two important side notes on the Gemara. The first one is, there's a huge machlokus, and the Tosfos that we mentioned is actually a big raya, right? Tosfos mentions Agav, that the beginning of the day is Olos HaShachar. But there's another opinion out there that the day begins, counting Shalos Manos, is from Netzachama, right? Olos HaShachar is dawn, Netzachama is sunrise, right? Olos HaShachar is when you begin to see the light from the sun rising, and Netzachama is when you begin to see the actual rays of the sun rising. So when does the day actually start? Huge machlokus. That is what accounts for the difference between Sof Zman Kriyat Shema of right, the Magen Avram and the Gra. Right? You always hear people say, oh, it's Sof Zman Kriyat Shema of the Magen Avram or Sof Zman Kriyat Shema of the Gra, because they calculate the day, the Shal Zmanios of the day. The Magen Avram has a shorter time because he says that the day begins at Netzachama. So that's one major issue. And then another major issue that is discussed a lot on this page is Shos Manios, right? Which means that you take the day and you cut it into 12 equal portions. And that's what, when we say you have until 3 hours to say Shema or 4 hours to daven, it's not for 60 minutes exactly. But there's actually a huge machlokus that maybe when it comes to calculating times at night, we do go by 60-minute increments.
How would they even know what that is?
How would they be able to calculate that? It's a good question. I mean, nowadays we don't have that issue, but...
Like, how do they know chatzotzes?
Right. So, I don't know exactly what the signs are. It's a good question. Look into it, how people would know.